Hope you had a great weekend and you're ready to hit the ground running on this Monday morning, St. Patrick's week, if you will. And we're raring to go ourselves right here. We start out Mondays with Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. Good morning, Mike. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Happy Monday, Paul.
I don't like to put happy and Monday together too often, but I think you're absolutely right. We have to look at it that way. It's Monday. We got to give it our best try. It's a Monday, and we're all in this together, and let's go. So, boy, oh boy, big warning bells in Michigan's marijuana industry. And that's what happens when you, in effect, start getting involved in commodity trading, because marijuana is a commodity.
Yes, yes. Last week we learned that one of the biggest players in Michigan's marijuana market, one of the first real big sort of retail chains, SkyMint, went into court receivership. The judge in Lansing appointed a receiver to basically oversee, examine SkyMint's finances and figure out what to do with the company, because they're losing a lot of money. They borrowed a lot of money in order to expand and keep going. And subsequent to that, the price of marijuana has crashed. It started out right after legalization over $500 an ounce. Now that's about $80. When your cash flow dries up that bad, it becomes hard to pay your lenders. SkyMint was, according to court papers, was borrowing more money to keep up with things, and it just became too much. There are other smaller cannabis companies also in receivership. We found four of them, according to state regulators. But insiders say there's really a lot of pain in that business right now, and it is because it's a commodity. The state allowed essentially unlimited licenses. Anyone who could find a place that would allow it and qualify could get a license. So there's an oversupply of product, and when you have an oversupply of a commodity product, like, you know, it's like any other agricultural product, the prices crash. There will probably be some more shakeout here, and the players in the industry will get winnowed down. Prices will rebound eventually. It will stabilize eventually, but it's kind of hard to say when that will be, and it's looking a little bleak for people in that business.
In other news, and Governor Rick Snyder has already spoken out about it, and saw it over the weekend, saw some of his comments, but it basically has to do with something that he passed a decade ago, and that was the Right to Work law.
Right, the Right to Work law is the name for laws that ban people being forced to pay union dues if they work in a shop that's represented by a union, even if they're not a member of the union. Essentially, requires you to be a member of the union if you're paying dues. The Democrats, as they pretty much said they would, are poised to repeal that Right to Work law. The Michigan House passed it last week. The Senate is expected to vote on it this week. The Democrats, of course, get lots of contributions from unions. This is sort of payback for that. Last week, some business interests, backed by, you know, possibly backed by the DeVos family, were rattling sabers that they might try to mount a ballot drive to amend the Michigan Constitution to preserve Right to Work. This is going to be a big battle. It really pits business against labor. If the Democrats succeed, we'll see how people react, what the effect might be. It's hard to say. But economic developers say that this is a factor that big companies take into consideration when they're looking to, you know, looking for a place to build a plant or
right.
build a headquarters or
right.
something like that. So it could be a bad news for on some fronts.
Yeah, look, I'm not a union basher by any stretch. I belong to three unions. I have belonged to three unions for over 30 years. But I've always said that if a union wants memberships, if they want their memberships to grow, they should be so good at what they do that people would want to be a member, not be forced to be a member. but want to be a member because they're so good at what they do. And if you say you're a union member of that union, that means you're the best.
Absolutely. Lots of people say that right to work is a way to hold the union itself accountable to its members.
Yeah. Well, so talking about business, talking about real estate, talking about condos in Detroit. What's the latest on that in the current issue of Crain's Detroit Business, which you can find at cranesdetroit.com? Michael?
Yeah, we took a look at condos in the city of Detroit especially, and really looked at the HOA fees that you have to pay if you buy one. And one thing you'll notice if you look through condo listings in Detroit is you'll see places where, you know, what you're actually paying for the condo is fairly small. You know, you'll see listings for $75,000, and then you'll learn that the HOA fee itself is more than $1,000 a month. Especially true in co-ops where the ownership structure is different. You actually technically own more, but you also have to pay more for upkeep of the building. It's kind of a side effect of the fact that Detroit has a lot of fairly old condo buildings and co-ops. But it can be a big impediment when you go to sell the place because buyers get sticker shock and they get confused. What on earth am I paying for? You know, the Detroit condo market has gotten hotter over the last decade. More and more people want to live, especially downtown. So it's kind of a learning process for the buyers involved. But you know, as we see more new construction, the situation is probably going to change a little bit.
We have very little time left, but I'll say it quickly: a boom in investment in EV plants around here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nice story on the ground in the city of Marshall, where Ford is planning its big EV battery plant in investment. And I'll just be quick. It's kind of worrying local small businesses, local mom and pop construction firms, that it's going to siphon workers away from them.
All right, we will see. We shall see. Yeah. We're out of time there, Michael. Thanks much, Mike Lee, Crain's Detroit Business Managing Editor. We always appreciate you starting our week off on the right foot, Mike. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Mike Lee, Crain's Detroit Business Managing Editor. And the Crain's interview is brought to you by Taft Law, a modern law firm with over 800 attorneys throughout the Midwest and the District of Columbia. Learn more at taftlaw.com. Taftlaw.com.